And then the coach is front and center today as we got you the post-game interview for opening day with Tony La Russa. Here's how Tony La Russa addressed the media as the coach started off with the first quarter.
Woo!
Guys, as far away as you can, please.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, never that.
Right in the middle.
Just didn't know where to go. Okay, well, you want to go first?
Tony, this is an opening day. At least you had fans in the stands, and there's a lot of excitement about this team. What goes through your mind in a day like this?
Whole bunch of stuff. Yeah, I think before 20, the White Sox fans started really seeing the results of the rebuilding. In 20, they could see it but not be here. And then last year, the way they supported this club was very encouraging. The guys responded to them. So, yeah, it's our job to. We did a nice job this weekend coming back, but need to earn it every day out here. But by far, to me, the most exciting part for the fans and for our franchise is, you know, their number one son is Harold. And to have Harold back today is going to blow this place up.
What did you think when you heard the story about him? Did you know that he was going through all that?
Well, yeah, it was very secretive. I remember when I got to spring training last year, it was, you know, you'll find out soon. And at some point I heard from Harold. I'm glad I didn't know, because that would have been so worrisome. But I was with him last night, and he's great. He feels great, looks great. He's going to be here for a lot of homestands, so he'll reward the fans and him with a W, I hope.
Tony, what's your thought about the early injuries?
Predictable. You know, just got into a spot where, you know, both sides, you know, rocking a hard place. I think position players are getting banged up because usually you work through soreness the longer the spring. The one that's has been on all 30 teams upstairs, pitching staff, pitching coaches, managers, is the issue with pitchers, because they're in a position where they're going to reach back. It's, you know, it's, the games count, and if they're fatigued or not strong, and either they get a bad result or worse, they get hurt. You know, and what's happened here in the first weekend is. But we're going to have to live with that. I just, you know, I know that there's a strong sense among players, because I hear from players, hear from coaches. Probably the number one remedy is to do some of the 9-inning doubleheaders. They're going to come up because of the weather and the wind. That is just really difficult. When you put all that together, the shortened spring, so. We all have the same attitude. You know, you want to lose a game, don't lose a pitcher. But sometimes you can see, I mean, it's, every morning I read what's happening in other places. That day off yesterday was, it's not healthy for our sport.
Tony, you got Lambert and Severino up. What is the plan on how to use them and how to integrate them into the staff here?
Well, we're impressed with Severino's talent. You know, and so when his turn comes, he'll be called on, and it'll be fun to watch him.
With Jimmy right now, I think Jimmy's going to pitch game three. He's going to start game three. So he had a couple of real good outings, especially the second one with us. And he's been a great future with the organization.
Got the McGuire catching again today. Kind of tough to take Vaughn out of there after he had a good weekend.
That was a really smart question, because yesterday we were here, the coach, and we debated that starting lineup for 15, 20 minutes. And the worst he swinging got bad as well as anybody in baseball. I actually, but the first thing I did was I talked to him and told him how difficult it was not to play him. And I had showed him he's in there tomorrow because he already had bats. It's just that when you look at the team that's on the field, just didn't start him, but made sure that he understood that we all recognize just his productivity over the weekend, how hard he's made contact, and he's going to play a lot. he's not in there.
Is it just a matter of using all your guys? Is that
no, part of it? It's a matter of trying to get a team. I mean, we just got too many good players. But yeah, it's young right-hander with Seattle is, and Andrew's not a platoon player, as you saw. But you know, I think it's Sheets' volume got raised. I think it's a Sheets game. And we got a center fielder, left fielder, and I wanted to catch McGuire with Valenzuela, which means that Yasmani is the DH, and probably that's the decision that was the toughest to make, but he has to be catching tomorrow. So, you know, you looked at today, you looked at the whole series, and looked forward. And the point is that Andrew had a heart-to-heart with him. I'm not sure he understood that he's done everything that, actually, should have a petition made the league if we could play a 10th outfielder in softball.
Last year, Yermin kind of forced his way, you know, into your lineup every different way. He was producing. Could Andrew, even though you've got, you know, plans to play him a lot, like you just said, could he force himself to play even more than a lot?
I think the plan going in was for him to play more than last year. And one of the things that he did to earn it was that he showed so much versatility and played the outfield, you know, like a regular. If you've been watching him, he's been taking ground balls at third, taking ground balls at second. You know, he can play first. So, I mean, he'll be, I'll say it for the fourth time, it was tough not to ride him today. But we figured that against their pitcher, Sheets, where somebody should play, and wanted to do great thing to catch him.
Tony, you've been part of a lot of really successful teams. How does this team build off last season? Both the successes of winning the division and also falling short in the playoffs.
You just have to control your own thinking. I mean, I think the division is tougher. I think it'll be tough. But if we're actually hungrier than we were last year, which I think we are, we control that. You know, we're hunting wins. We're going to play as hard and as good as we can and see what the numbers end up being. But I mean, I'm confident based on, we couldn't talk to him during the lockout, but in spring training, we had 3 weeks together. And, you know what they did over the weekend? You know, had a heart broken, came back and went 2 games. This club, it's all about onward in 2022. So, let's see if we're good enough.
You said yesterday there was a big discussion about the lineup. What's the discussion like? Who's got the loudest voice when it comes to the lineup for you?
Well, I respect everybody that's in the conversation. But sometimes, you know, you break a tie, the guy that's got the office. So if the line doesn't work, and it upsets you, go to the game.
Did you have anybody?
I'm sorry. Can you hear somebody else asking a question?
Bob was asking. Did you ever have anybody in St. Louis who you know, kind of went from Cy Young candidate to the outskirts of the rotation, was a struggle, and then made it back? And whether or not you have, what's your advice for Keuchel as he tries to get himself back into a reliable role?
Well, I mean, I never even ever considered that because, to me, Dallas is, I mean, he's earned the successes that he's had. That's who he is. And he knows better than anybody, you know, what he feels like when he's right. And I think he has a good respect with Ethan. And Ken was here in 2020. So I feel like he's going to have a good year for us. It's really him. It's like a really good hitter. Really good pitcher. You know, you just ask the coaches. You know, you see the video, you see other facts, and you identify this is what I'm like. This is what I look like when I swing right. This is what I look like when I pitch right. And you ask the coach to observe, and you know, keep out of the ditch. That's what it's, so that's what Dallas has been doing with our coaches. I mean, I remember Siegel was here way back. And that was, well, he's still on 15, 16 games as a guy in that spirit. And he just has dunk. This is what I look like when you see it wrong. And then Dunk would say, you know, hey, tweak it because you're doing this and that. And I think that's Ethan's job. And with Dallas, he's determined. And he knows what he looks like, what he does, what he wins. And that's what he's going to give us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tony.